in the Ran and on Zayin of Beis. And we also see from over here from this story that there's no time lapse from the time they make the harem until they remove the harem. The Ran is about 9 lines up, beginning of the line. There's a Gemara in Moed Katan, which is the other main sugya of the lachos of Nidui. That Hachikam Shmuel Tut Osar Matut Shori. That Tut is a language that they use for making a cherim. So they would make the cherim and then they would remove the cherim. So basically, quickly they would make it. Quickly they would remove it. But the most of the honey mill of the mamma, but that's a case where they're putting a person cherim for money, so he pays for the money, they remove it immediately. But a person's acting in a careless way vis a vis mitzvahs, so it has to take, he cannot remove it until after 30 days. And here we're saying it was a case of a person was acting cavalierly vis a vis the Eskaras Hashem. And we're making it removing it immediately. Okay, so the Ran's going to bring two answers to this question. One is that it's a machlokes between the susugyas, and then we have to decide who we passing like. But here's the shani hachas shenidu ze ena ella la ayim alob shol yasker oid shem shemaim levatolup lo damer the afker rusa. The case over there was that the person was acting in a way which is totally cavalier, and over here the person had one area or whatever it was that he was acting improperly, and we feel that by just giving him a warning that this was going to happen, if you do this he won't do it again. So one over here it's more of a warning, over there the person was entrenched in his actions, so he needed to be punished, and the need there was a form of a punishment. So it's two different things. I'll reach to the Rav Alphys. Zal Shadach Oysa Perak El Magalchin Mibnei Zu. Commercial Kosovo Oysa Perak El Magalchin. So the riff over there in Moed Katan brings that Gemara. And he says, we don't pass like the Gemara, like it says over here. And he quotes this Gemara that we see that you can make it, you can remove it immediately. Okay, that's the Ram of Zal, Perak Zayim Hilchus Talmud Torah. Which is where he goes to the lochos of cherem, that the Rambam says that you can remove the cherem immediately. There's no, it does not have to stay in effect for 30 days. Okay. Tamachokum shminad latzma may for latzma. Kosev Rashi is al the dafka heichad olayhavi bar nidui. So the Rashi says, and the Rambam's going to challenge that. This case over here was that Marzutra Chassidu, when he had to put somebody, one of the Talmidim in Cherem, he would put a Cherem on himself as well. So he wasn't really Chayiv Cherem. So, and then he's allowed to be Minad Latzim and Mefer Latzim, to remove it himself. Kihod Marzutra, the Mimidis Chassidus Balma, Misham Yakra, the Bei Barbe Rav, Havi Mishamis Navshe. He did it as a covenant of the, for the Talmud. He put a cherem on himself as well. But if he put himself in a cherem for something which he deserved to be put in a cherem, he does not have the authority to remove it. Okay, that's what the Rashba says. The Ran says that they ask on the Rashba, Imkein hechi makshi le hashas pshita. So what's the worst question? The worst is pshita. What do you mean it's pshita? The worst is Rav said tamachachom anad al atzma yamei for latzma. The more asked kasha pshita. The question should be, what do you mean pshita? You're not allowed to. Oh, we're talking about a case. What do you mean to see this? Like that should have been the conversation. See if it always works. So then the worst kasha is pshita. But tell me, it doesn't always work. You can't ask the kasha pshita. You should say, well, clarify what you meant. The more should ask, why could he do it? Therefore, those who ask the question assume, he could always do it.
You can always stick yourself in cherem for any firm. Just he did it to honor his student, wouldn't get dishonored. I mean, obviously you can do it. He did it.
The question we hear is, can you remove it?
Yeah.
There is the person put himself in cherem. It was saying he also has the authority to remove himself from the cherem. So the more saying the rabbi is saying yes, that even in a case where the person who's putting himself in cherem deserves the cherem, he can remove the cherem as well. According to that girsa, the more does not say pshita, the more says he can do it, like the story of Rav Marzutra. And then that would make sense that at the point of the Rashba. When the word says he made the serum, when he came home, he removed it. In order that his bnei bayis would not have to be put in this difficult position of being distanced from him. That the cherem applies to the members of his household as well. Because if that's not true, what was the point of when he came home? Fine. But the Ravid says, however, that the wife does not have a key of being doing cherem vis-a-vis her husband. The time of the nilsim mishum the ishra kagufay. Because there's a concept of the Isha Kagufa. Vidaiklo, the Rive derives this, Miri Boya law and Miperka El Magalkin, Menuda Mao Batasha Shemita. So the more wants to know, is he Mutarev Tasha Shemita? So the Rive says, well, what type of question is that? If she's Mukhiv to me and Misrachik from him, of course she's also Batasha Shemita. The Mishta, Chiev is Lina by Nidui, Maika Miboya, Lepshita, the Filu Kirba Alma Osir. Alavada, you see Ishta Muteris, she's allowed to come near him. But the more is questioning that maybe he's not allowed to have Tasha Shemita, that's part of the Kherim, is that he can't have the normal lifestyle. But in regards to distance, the wife doesn't have to distance, that's the Rabbit's Raya. Zataran, the Efter Litkais Raya Zu. It's possible to dispute. The feeling seems to learn that the Ishta Chayeva sitting by Nidui. I'll give you a case where the wife normally has a chiyuv of cherem, but in this case she's not mechiyuv to distance herself, but maybe the distance of tasha shemitah. How is that possible? So a cherem could be based on locale. A cherem can be based on locale. That in one place they put him in cherem, and they made the cherem vis-a-vis the members of that place. So he's chayiv and cherem vis-a-vis those people, but not vis-a-vis the whole world. So back where he lives, he's allowed to, the people there are not mechiyev to be noy cherem with him. So his people can get close to him. Okay, but if he's not chayiv and cherem here, what's the shailah? I feel a hockey who atzma menudahu. We meet the menudah also b'tashar mita who atzma also b'kach avabisha ishra muteris. And that's the more question. That part, but since he is in cherem with somebody somewhere, that would be mechayiv him between noig the lachos of cherem that he can't have tashar mita. That's the more question. Okay, so we're leaving the lachos of cherem. Back on the bottom line of Zion and Beis. What?
He finishes up Akhokhi Sheishra Mutera.
Right.
So even if he's in Kerem universally.
No. That's the question. The Rabbi is saying the Betzim, the wife is. Okay, well. The more question is, even if the wife, the rabbi is being a rabbi that the wife does not have a key of the noy cherem with her husband. But the more saying, even so, there would be an issue of tasha shemitah, which again is devolves on the husband, not on the wife. Right? The Ran saying, no, I can really say that normally wife is mechuyev the noy cherem, but this is a case where she's not mechuyev to because she's not part of that group. where the chayrim is effective to.
Do they use the tashmish as a just because it's the most intimate thing? Or I mean, how about eating together? I mean, is there a difference?
Well, according to the rabbi is saying that a wife is not mechuyev to be misrachi for her husband,
okay.
Right? Because each could go for it. But we have a question about tashmish mita. So yes, they will get closer, they will eat together, etc. But they can't tashmish mita. The Rana is saying no. The wife is mechuyev to be noig. It could be the wife is mechuyev to be noig all along the chayrim. So she has to keep dalal amos away from him. So they have interest. They have a very long table, like, so that they can eat together. Yes, you know. So
I'm just picturing small little houses, you know.
Right. I'm saying so that was it. You know, that was part of chayrim, was that even his wife would be misrachi. That scenario was a very specific case according to the Rana. What were Gidol Marav? So we quoted Gidol Marav regards to Tamach Chacham and not al Atzmai. So now we're going to quote another Gidol Marav, not about Kerem anymore, but Menai should Yishpoim L'Kayim as a mitzvah. So how do we know that a person should make Shavuos to commit to do mitzvahs? Shenemar Nishpati V'Kayem L'Yishmar Mishvotei Tzikach Apostle Kentilim. David Melch declares that I was Nishpa and I fulfilled to do the mitzvahs. Where it says, "Aloy Mushva Ba'omid Mehar Sinai Hu." So we already have Christ undertook by Har Sinai a commitment to do all the mitzvahs. So the Shua cannot take effect totally. We'll see what it takes effect in regards to. So you're sounding like that it has the same equivalent status as a regular shua. That's not really true. Whereas you're right, the shorle, the inish, the zuzay nafshay, that even though we discourage shuas in general, but over here we encourage it. If you feel that that will be mazaras you.
Is that why we pledge money and all that stuff? I mean, that sort of thing.
In general, pledging actually is discouraged. It's better to give on the spot. The only reason why they say pledging is permitted if you feel that will encourage others to do so as well. If you still public pledging, so that would encourage others to give as well. So the guy who pledges $5 is probably was wrong to do that, because he's probably encouraging people to only give $5, mm-hmm. Right? The guy who pledges $100 is probably appropriate, you know, whatever the numbers were in those days, right? Mm-hmm. They don't do it so much anymore. But it's better not to pledge unless you feel that that's the only way you're going to force yourself to give is by making a pledge. That's the point of the more. If a person feels they have a need When we get on Morav, Omer Ashkim Esther Perik Zev Esther Mesef Lezu Neder Gadol Nodar L'Lokei Yisrael. The person says, "I'm going to get up in the morning, and I'm going to go learn this Perik or this Masechta." He's made a great neder. So neder over here, Ron says, "Lav Dafka," means lashon of it means Yeshua. Versus, what do you mean? It's not effective. So what do you tell me? It's not effective at all. Versus, Elamai, what? My kamash malon. Dafila zuzi ba'alma. But it acts at some level of zero. So hainu derev gidol kamaisa. That's the first statement that Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav. So what are we adding over here? Or more so, we're adding the following. That even though there's a minimum amount a person has to learn, that's the Mushroom Yomir HaSinai. That which you have a chiyuv to learn more than that is not explicit in the Torah, and therefore a shua will take effect on it. So let's get up and let us learn this parak. So he's talking in the plural over here. So Lov Lahashkim, he has a chiyuv to take the initiative and make sure that it happens. Shenemar Bayomer Eli, Rashi says, "Kum Seila Biko." Rashi Madaris Ischa. The Rashi tells Yecheskel to go out to the Biko, and the Rashi will speak to him there. The Bereshit was already awaiting the sense of, you see that the Bereshit, who had taken initiative for the conversation, made sure that he was there first. Okay, let's see the run. Second wide line, the second narrow line. The Ron says, I think this is the pshat. It takes effect on the bar mitzvah, just like it takes effect on the bar rishus. Based on the pasuk in Tehillim. We're ready under oath. There's two prokim called. There's two prokim in Masech the Shuas called Shuas Tayim. So it's the second one, the last one. The pasuk says by korban shua. Pasuk says the person who makes a shua, a person expresses lahara or lahetiv, positive or negative. The negative or positive. But the rishus ksiv kara below the mitzvah, something which I can choose to yes do or choose not to do. The shua and mitzvah, I don't have a choice to choose yes or not. So the Torah, when the Torah wrote the language of the shua, you have an option of either negative or positive. It doesn't apply to mitzvahs where you don't have that option. Okay, so it means that a shua's mitzvah cannot be as effective as a shua's rishus. The chitema, maybe you'll argue, hani mili the korban, that's regards to the chi of korban, the lahara or the hetiv gabi korban ksiva. Al balyachal ika, the isra of balyachal, which means in the lav, that applies even by shua bat mitzvah. The korban, there's no korban. The Torah wrote this requirement of lahara or the hetiv in regards to the chi of korban. I feel bad about it. So in Cain, my nishvati v'kayema. If that's what Rav Gidol Merav meant, why is he bringing a pasuk in Tehillim? Okay, I will the member. What Rav Gidol Merav should have said is, "Dinhi dimata mitzvah mi korban lo yimata mi valyachol." That's how the Mor should have said it. So the Ram. Because there's a more earlier, the Mishnah said the last of Balava Hain, Inami Vilahabo, the Matam Mikorban, the Horala Hate, Vilay Matam Malkus. So there is such a thing as something which is only smite from the Korban, but not from Malkus. Something which you cannot apply the Horala Hate to, but he still has the Malkus of Balyachel. So maybe that's what we meant over here. Well, that's what he meant. So just say that. Don't bring me a pasuk. The whole tzarka, you don't need the pasuk of the nishbat of v'kayema. In case Mike Omer, what did Rav Gidol Merav say? Shenemar nishbat of v'kayema. So more saying. So what do you mean? You sound like you're telling me that this is not. It's not to tell me that there's karma because there's not a karma. It's not to tell me that there's malchus because you would have said there's malchus. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that this functions the same as a regular shua. So what's your point? It's appropriate to do. I don't need the pasuk to tell me that it's chal in regards to bal yachol, which it is. How do we know that it's appropriate? The shava on the kaim is a mitzvah. Even the chair, which are careful not to make sure it's because they're worried about the potential of fulfilling it. How do we know that it is appropriate to do it for mitzvah purposes? David is saying, I used to do this. So you see, David obviously was careful with mitzvahs, still did this. I will eat, I won't eat. The hara is, I mean, I'm saying I'm not going to eat, and the hate means I will eat. That's how the more understands it. Who's at the Ram? The Kamar Vadi Afagav, the Kamarta Neder Gadol Shua Kamar, this is going on the next piece of Gemara. He says the netter goes, you don't mean a netter, you mean a shua. The shua Ashna Perigzet, She netter, Kimishu Mitzvah, Achefsa, and Abshay, less than Lorlam, but Esset. You can't use the word netter in regards to an action. You mean a shul? The more you, sometimes interchanges the phrases. So the more you use the word kinidir v'shoy in regards to a shul. Which over there it was using the word netter, it was referring to a shua. So we mean shua. So now we have a problem. So it's not chayiv. Why? Do you mean a martha netter gadol? It's a netter gadol. Sounds like it's a full shua. Mashu the kol dinei shua because of the zuzei nafshei shari. Elamai just tell me that it's a good idea. Shemachi, come and netter gadol. No, it's a wonderful thing that you did. Come and netter b'shemach who's that? Where lasers came in came ihachi hanel derb gadol kavaisa. So what are you telling me more than the first one? So Mor says Hakamashulon Kiman di boy poter nafshe. This is a full fledged shua. This is different than the first case. This is a full fledged shua. Why? Since if you would want to part an nafshe of kriyashon, you could do so. Here that he committed to more than that, it's a full shua. We start with the lav dafka the mahakim ifter. Now, it's not really true that you can fulfill your obligation of Talmud Torah just with saying kriyashma b'shal b'chol kumecho. That's not true. Shechayv kol adam lilma tamid yom v'layla kvi koychay. Person is chiyav to learn constantly. Remain a parakam b'gedushin. Tamar rabbanu mishinatam shiyudir v'tara mokudar v'ficha shimishocha adam davar shletigam gim v'tara m'lay. That you have to be fluent in all of the Torah. The person asks you a question anywhere, you'll be able to answer him fluently. That's a chiyav d'raisa. You're not going to be able to get to that level of knowledge with saying Kriyashma twice a day. So there's a chiyav d'oraisa to learn more than just Kriyashma. So what's the more to say? But you're saying the shua is kal. When we can nearly raya lamashik south the shua is fine basra the chomidi the asim idrasha afavishu minatara came in the lesson before shpikra behedya shua cholala. So the Ran, I'm going to tell you a chiddush. We're assuming anything which is the Raisa, that's part of the Shua Bar Sinai, a Shua cannot take effect in it. That's not true. Whatever is explicit in the Torah is part of the Shua, and the Shua cannot take effect. So much is not explicit, even though we can derive it from a Jerusha, Shua will take effect on it. So now it's a full bona fide Shua taking effect over here. So we're saying like this, Kiman, the boy Patanavshe, me might exceed Bekrobe Hedya. That which the Torah says explicitly, that you can fulfill with Kriyashma Shachar Arvis. So even though there's a chi of deraisa to do more, but that's not explicit. Therefore, the shua is the chal, a feel of the korban. So this shua is a full bona fide shua, even with the chi of korban, etc. That's what we paskin. We pass like the round over there that a shua cannot take effect on a mitzvah deraisa only if it's explicit. If it's not explicit, it's not explicit in the Torah, even though it's a deraisa based on drasha, whatever it is, shua will take effect. So over here, the shua will take effect. I love the hashkim. So he has a chiyuv to get up. Mustarbeli the Hachem Kamar. Kiyum and Shamar Nashkim. He said, "Let us get up." Kibalav Shehehu Ma'ar B'Davar. So he's undertaken that he should be the one who's going to be the one who's going to make sure that it happens. Kesheim Shuma Ma'ar Me'Achshav. Like he's starting it now. Chata Kamar Shlon. Chata the Kabbalah Ba'Alma. The Dar Mitzvah Mahani. When it comes to Bar Mitzvah, just committing to do it is enough to be mechayvim. The Ma'adamin and Hachaloy, the Hiskaloy, and the Shui didn't say any type of language of commitment. He said, "Let's do it. Let's get up and do this." So that's a commitment that he's making for Mitzvah. Is a mechayv already? The Ma'adamin and the Bekabala Belchud Mahanya Letzdaka. Can see the people do Letzdaka. By Letzdaka, we find that person just by saying it, he's chayv to give. Within the Kol Dvar Mitzvah, that's true by any Mitzvah. And he's the one who's required to take the matters in hand and make sure that it happens. Okay. So getting back to Jeff's question, so by mitzvah saying I promise would be mekayim, something which we can construe as a mitzvah element. So saying I promise would be mekayim, something which is not, we can't construe as a mitzvah element. Then just saying promise would not be mekayim is a sure net. Now the definition of mitzvah is pretty broad.